Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We will continue with our NBA news and notes, and this time we're going to head to Milwaukee and get the pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks and the announcement earlier this week that Jason Kidd is the new head coach, 14th in franchise history, and certainly my immediate reaction was to text our good friend of the program, that is Tom Pippins with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We want to get his thoughts on how this all went down, because I have to tell you on a personal note, it was very difficult to digest on many different levels when a fellow coach goes after a job that is not open. So good evening, Tom. It's nice to have you with us on this July 4th holiday. How are you?
Big E, I don't need to see fireworks because I'm on with you, and sparks always fly. You're the best. You know that. I'm doing well. I really am, Big E. But I, like you, I've been very troubled by the process. I've been quite outspoken about it. I have a lot of company locally and nationally. Had this been done in a different manner with John Hammond, the GM, involved, and more important perhaps, although they're both right up there, the former coach Larry Drew told before they heard about it in the media, it would have been exciting. You know, you get Jabari Parker in the draft, it was so wonderful.
Sure.
They were in the market downtown last week. There's a buzz that's been with this team since they came about, the new owners, Messrs. Mark Lazary and Wes Edens, and then it comes to a screeching halt, all this momentum because of the way it came down. And the news conference that was held on Wednesday, Big E, to me was perplexing, hollow, awkward. I don't think I've ever been to a news conference of that magnitude where words didn't seem to match and mesh with body language, facial expressions. I mean, imagine John Hammond, who had all his power taken away. Here's your coach. Now go negotiate 2 second-round draft choices or whatever you come up with so that we can get Kidd from the Nets. And I think that the Nets are probably laughing all the way to the bank with that one, and they obviously have a coach in Lionel Hollins hired the same day. At some point, it's time for everybody to move on to their credit. Mark Lazary, the co-owner, came out and admitted we made a rookie mistake. We didn't anticipate this. Jason Kidd, after dodging questions like he used to dodge defenders on the way to the hoop, finally admitted that, hey, I'm just here to coach. John's the general manager. I'm thankful to the owners and for John for giving me this opportunity. So if you take them at face value, at some point you forgive, you forget. We all make mistakes. But obviously the proof will be in the pudding. Can they work together in the front office? And the bottom line will be, can they put together a team that will win? I hope Jason Kidd wants to be here. I hope he's committed to being here. He's a buddy of Mark Lazary, as you probably know.
Sure.
Mark used to have a small investment in the Nets, used to do his finances, so they have a relationship. I'm not convinced that Kidd can coach. I think the jury is out. He had that Geritol group with the Nets able to get into the second round of the playoffs this past season.
Uh-huh.
So let's wait and see. But certainly it was disappointing the way it came down. I don't think I've ever been around anything like that. And as you know, I've been blessed to be around a long time.
Okay, Fox 6 sports director out of Milwaukee, Tom Pippins, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big East Sports Show. We love hearing from you across the country. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And certainly our heart does go out to Larry Drew. But is this a good deal for both of these teams? You got to love to see Lionel Hollins back into the coaching.
Oh, I think Lionel Hollins, I've always had the
fabulous
greatest amount of respect. Yeah, as
indeed
a player, as a leader, as a coach. I don't know what happened in Memphis, but I don't think it was his fault that he's not there. You know, it's a business. That's the one thing Jason Kidd said that really made sense before he eventually told the national reporters when these fellas, first they left, it was 14 questions, Big E, and 19 minutes, and well, no, schedules didn't allow them for one-on-ones. Then I think they saw the Twitter world going crazy, and they came back out. Not John Hammond, but Mark Lazary and Jason Kidd, and the local media allowed 2 questions, 1 for each, and then the national folk had a few extra minutes with them. So I don't know. I mean, to me, if I'm the Nets, I think they'd get the better of the deal. But Jason Kidd is a future Hall of Famer, first ballot as a player, as you know, and maybe he can coach, and maybe he can work with John Hammond. The jury will be out as to whether he'll want power with this group, but certainly bring some sizzle because of the name. It's just that all of that was taken away because of the manner in which it came down. And as you point out, Larry Drew is as classy as can be. On Thursday, he came out with a letter through the Bucks PR department thanking fans. He was surprised by his termination, but he did say, you know what, wish the franchise all the best. He handled a tough situation from opening tip to the final horn. And I'm going back to October when they were decimated by injuries. and I think he handled it with character and class.
Why does the front office have such a strong belief that Jason Kidd is the guy to revamp this franchise with and move forward?
Well, I hope they're not looking through rose-colored glasses because of the friendship between Mr. Lazary and Jason Kidd. I mean, remember, he used to do his finances, as we say, so I don't know if he's being objective. I hope he is. I think he figures that, and they figure that as a former great point guard, a leader on the floor, that he can transition and be one of those young coaches, be it a Mark Jackson, a Steve Kerr, perhaps. We'll wait and see who can get it done, relate to the young players, and maybe with his name, his cachet, even get a free agent or two to look at Milwaukee, which is, much as I love our community, it's difficult to get free agents to come to our town. So I think that's why they feel he can be good. But he has a lot of learning to do. He brings a couple of assistants from Brooklyn. I just hope that he really wants to be here and he really wants to just be the coach and let John Hammond be the GM. The jury is out. We'll learn a lot more. And again, the bottom line is going to be, will they win? They're not going to win right away, but for the first time, the senator, when he owned the team, Senator Herb Kohl, his charge was you make the playoffs, John. You build a team that will at least be competitive enough to make the playoffs. It might be one and done as an eighth seed. Well, now they can kind of break it down and build it back up again. But because of what's transpired, I think a little of the focus is taken off that, and he's going to be judged on wins perhaps sooner than he should be. On the other hand, they ought to be able to beat 15 wins. I mean, that was a franchise worst last year. So I hope they can all get together, but I think they do believe that he's a bright young coach who potentially can become a great one. Time will tell.
We are shining the spotlight on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight with Tom Pippins, Fox 6 sports director out of Milwaukee. And I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're so glad you're along with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. So in your mind, Tom, what will be the most difficult aspect of his job for Jason Kidd?
I think it'll be coming in and understanding that he does not have a team of veterans as he did with the Nets. He's been a winner most everywhere he's gone. This is going to take some time, so I think being patient and being able to see the big picture and working with the Jabari Parkers of the world, the Giannis Antetokounmpos of the world, Brandon Knight, if he's here, they have to reshape the roster because there's a glut at forward. And they have young people they can build with, but I think that Jason's going to have to exhibit patience and, again, see that big picture. That might be a little bit difficult based on his past just going in and being used to winning. Although, you know, they suffered a bit when he came out of the draft and was with Dallas. So let's keep the book open and see what he does. He certainly has the name, and the Bucks are relevant, positive or negative, for the first time in quite some time, not only locally but nationally, Biggie.
Right, and I have to wonder what kind of impact Jason Kidd will have with Jabari Parker. I mean, arguably, you're talking about the best rookie in the league. They're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the way Larry Drew handled the young people, Giannis in particular. They've got two 19-year-old players they want to build the team around. So can Kidd work with them and show leadership? I'd like to think that he can. It's going to be a challenge, but that's his charge.
Okay, Tom Pippins is with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. How surprising is it, just the lack of stability within the coaching positions in the NBA? Last year, 13 job openings. You are, as a coach, you know, you are hired to be fired. That's one of the harsh realities. But, I mean, there's just been so much movement that has taken place, whether it has been with the Knicks, the Warriors, the Jazz, the Lakers, still a question mark in terms of that, and, of course, now just with the Bucks.
It is a business, as they say, and I think more so than ever with the big money and all the focus. I do believe these owners, a lot of them who really are so successful in their businesses and don't always leave it to the basketball people, I think they lose patience and they want to win at all costs and win now. And I think sometimes that works out to their detriment because some of the very good coaches who are without a job, when you consider George Karl being unceremoniously fired for just one, you know, and Hollins back when he coached, I think it's goofy. You get somebody good like that, you keep that person. And I just think it's people are too eager, too zealous, and they lose sight once again of the big picture, and I think it ends up hurting them. It really does.
Okay, we've been talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. I want to transition here in just a moment and hit on your Brewers because they've been red hot all season long. But talk to us some more about Jabari Parker. How do you see him fitting in, and is he NBA ready at this point?
Everything you would read and hear, what little bit we've been able to see from the small sample size of 1 year, like so many of these people at the top of the pecking order in the talented NBA draft, Biggie, you would think, yes, he's probably the most ready, the most polished offensive player. He has a lot of work to do on defense, but I would expect that he can come in and if he's healthy, get you between 15 and 20 points a game, and before it's all said and done, hopefully be a multi-time All-Star. I mean, he's been compared with the likes of Carmelo, Paul Pierce, a young Durant, even the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the former number one pick for the Bucks. But here's the thing I love about him. He seems to have a great character, and he wants to be in Milwaukee. I think it's a marriage made in heaven.
Fantastic.
And that's why I think that this guy can come on and eventually be the face of the franchise, hopefully with Giannis, and get people to the point where they're excited that the franchise becomes irrelevant again.
What is the most immediate facet of his game that he's got to improve when he takes it to this next level?
I think it's going to be the defense. I mean, I think he'll be exposed without question. He'll probably play the three position, and he's going to have to work hard at it. But I think with his attitude, as you're aware, I mean, you played the game. You may not be born a great defensive player, but you can become a solid player if you learn principles, help, et cetera, and just work your tail off. And I'd like to think this young man wants to do that. When he was drafted, he kept it very, very classy and what have you. And then when he was walking into the back room to get ready for the podium interviews, they said that he broke down. And he said, I've worked so hard to get here, and I'm going to continue to work hard.
Love it.
I love it. He comes from a great family. His father, Sonny, as you may be aware, played in the NBA for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just love the pick of Jabari Parker. For the Bucks, he was the best pick. Does Andrew Wiggins have more upside? Will Embiid be healthy and turn into the best? But, you know, time will tell. How do we know? But right now, for the Bucks, great pick.
Tom Pippins from Fox 6, the sports director up there in Milwaukee, and we'll talk about your Brewers next time around. Okay, thank you, Tommy.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Big E. Hopefully they're still in first place, riding high right now. Have a great one and a wonderful fourth weekend to you and your super listeners.
Absolutely. Always in control and command. Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Much more straight ahead at YSR.